Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches. Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is the petty ad, petty queen, Davina Devine. I don't know what I was going to say there.
I don't know what you were going to say either. This is Victoria's Secret, and it's the end of the year. We've made it through 2023, and I have to say, we're looking fucking great. So, like, 2023, see you. Flip the bird like Britney.
Do you know what's around the corner? 2024.
Yeah. Camille, I was going to start with some reviews because you know we're always asking for reviews.
Yes. And so did people actually listen this time?
Yeah. Okay. So people have left us reviews for our podcast. I've got a few, so I'm going to read it. Okay.
I just want to check. We are recording, are we?
Yeah. No, we're recording.
Okay. There was an awful lot of cable twitching at the start, so I'm just double checking.
No. 100%.
Okay.
We're on. Okay. This is from Stephen Boyle. Love this podcast with Davina and Victoria. From lighthearted banter to rotters of the week, what's not to love? A great pick-me-up and a little escape from reality. Well worth the listen. Thank you, Stephen.
Who doesn't love a little pick-me-up?
Now, before I read the next one, this is from a Northern Irish listener. And Davina, like, one of our patrons was very unhappy with you last week.
Oh, really?
One of our Northern Irish patrons.
What a shame.
So, actually, I'm going to try and read this in a Northern accent.
Go ahead.
I don't know. Okay.
I
have to get into it. How's you? Absolutely love the pod. Davina and Victoria are laugh out loud funny with no topic seemingly off limit. Really looking forward to listening to each episode. The Rotters of the Week are hilarious. Well done. Thank you for giving this wee gem from McGooks. McGooks, we love you.
We do love McGooks.
Absolutely. Davina's very sorry is what she was trying to say there.
Yeah.
All is forgiven, Davina.
Off. They always fucking all the shit they did. Fuck off. Where's their fucking apology? Fuck Good Friday agreement, me arse.
Stop doubling down. Let's keep going. Okay. Have been listening to podcasts since day one and it has taken me this long to leave a review. What took you so long, bitch?
Yeah, what took you so long?
Okay, the girls have made lockdown that little bit more bearable for us all.
Do you know what I have to say? Being brought back to lockdown every time, which is, I know, I love that people enjoyed it, but every time I hear it, it brings me straight back.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, I just hear, you got me through lockdown. Literally gonna burst.
Okay, now I don't want to romanticize it because I am gonna romanticize it.
Oh god.
But some of the times that we had just sitting in my sitting room with a bottle of Kylie wine was more fun than half the shit I've done this year.
I'll tell you this now though, because there's the one memory that just comes back to my head is one of the shows and just turning off the camera and just sitting in silence. And I felt like in my head, that music was saying, hello darkness, my old friend. And I just thought like, these are very dark times.
Can I share a story?
Oh God.
You know, you can tell Stephen to edit this out if you want. Okay. We went buck wild some of those nights, just me and her talking shit until the wee hours. And what really summed up how wild we were able to get with just the two of us was one time Davina vomited in my kitchen sink, like full out, like vomited.
I don't remember that.
You did. She grabbed the wig. It was behind her head.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I was like,
wig?
Yeah.
Why? Was it like, a costume
hair,
that
hair, I grabbed her hair. And I was like, and then I went, I can't believe she just vomited in my sink. It was like, we had the whole full night out experience.
Well, all I'm going to say is I blame Kylie Wine.
Oh my God.
Kylie Wine. Like, I can't even, like, I swear to God, if I see that in the offline now, like, I run past it. Yeah. Like, I can't, I still.
Somebody messaged me this week in Australia and they were drinking Kylie Wine. And they said, cheers to you and Davina.
Oh my God. Just like, Kylie Wine is like the, it's like the opposite of Gaviscon.
Oh my God.
It's like.
God, I don't think Gavscom works, by the way.
Oh, it does?
No, don't believe it.
I have to say, oh my God, can I tell you a funny story?
Yeah.
Just because of what we're talking, while we're sharing, yeah. And we're in a safe space.
Okay. Oh God.
So the other day, I was like, so I've figured out that one true loves of my life is Haribo.
Okay.
I love Haribo. You know I love jelly.
Yeah.
And so I had, but Starmix, which was kind of one of my favorite, gives me really bad heartburn.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, just gives me really bad heartburn, triggers.
Is that just like the fried egg, the cola bottle?
Yes.
Not sour.
Not sour. So
that's really weird.
Weird. Yeah, I've only kind of noticed, like, maybe I've overindulged over the years. So yeah. Maybe. But the other day, I was like, you know, nipping around, and I have these tea whitening strips.
Nipping around.
And I put my tea whitening strips in. When I do my makeup, I always do that because it's like kills two birds with one stone. So I'm sitting there and I'm like not talking anyway. So Have them in and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I'm just getting really bad heartburn when I do my makeup. I was like, oh, right. Okay, I'll go just like take some Gaviscon. So I went down, but I still had the tea whitening strips in. But I just said, oh, fuck it. So I just took the Gaviscon. But for those of you that are in the know, I have very weak gag reflex.
You really do.
I really do.
Yeah.
And we're like most of the time. When it comes to liquids, yes.
Okay.
And I mean, used to be much stronger.
You're a discreet farm though.
I am. And I tell you now, I just was like, literally, I just had at breakfast. Like,
when did that happen?
Do you know what? Like it was the shots that triggered it. And it's a mental thing. It's a mental thing, and it's like when I kind of ultimately go down the hatch, and I go, and then as soon as I do that, it's like oh, back up the hatch.
Yeah. So there's something about like your face turns. And
do you know what rots me as well though?
What?
Is that when I'm literally like, now the girls know, Miz and Sophia know me by like, and Stephen Dell as well.
Yeah.
Every time we go in somewhere, we have a shot.
Yeah.
I need a good 30 seconds to make sure there's clearance on that shot.
So don't talk to me.
And we'll go into like, say a venue, and like say someone who's working there will just keep talking to me. They talk at you.
Yeah.
And I'm clearly standing there going, like in silence, not breathing.
Yeah.
Just, and they're like, and my eyes are averted away because I'm trying to keep it down. Mm-hmm. And they're talking to me about how many tables are in and da da da. And Miz is like, just leave her. Just leave her. Just.
She's trying to swallow. And
basically they want like silence. Cause if I hear chitter chatter, I'll vomit.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I need absolute silence.
Uh-huh.
Or I'll, if a fan is great, a fan.
Yeah.
And the other one I heard, which is actually if you humming stops, like, you know, starts humming, like, yeah. But then you have to find the right song to hum. So it has to be like, has to be like, they're humming like a ballad. It's like, it has to be
that
fast.
That might help it up.
No, it has to be fast.
Okay.
So
it's a distraction technique though.
So yeah. Most times I can get away with it, but as of late, it will get me. And
you're good. You pretty much can find a bin in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I scanned the room. But yeah, so I was got out with Gaviscon, tea whitening strips.
Oh, God.
And although my breath smelled like really fresh after it, because I was like, a lot of mint action going on.
I've never smelled your breath. As you know, of late, I'm very sensitive to
it.
So
I know. Also, can we just say, please, everyone please be aware of their own breath.
Yeah.
Please. And even after a vomit, like, you know, I would be hyper aware, but most people aren't vomiting and their breath stinks. What's going on?
What is that?
I don't know.
What is breath. That? Oh, I don't know either. Come here. So everyone on Twitter is talking about drag trends that they want to leave behind in 2023, which every year there's always like a few like new drag trends.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say the big drag trends were of this year?
I don't feel like there is new drag trends. I feel like it's just a lot of queens look like each other.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's a lot of copy and paste queens.
Yeah.
I don't see any personality in a lot of queens. I'm over leotards.
Ow. Sorry. That really hurt, Davina. Ow.
I'm over leotards that are really, really high cut.
Okay.
On really, really skinny queens.
Okay. I'm safe.
You're safe. I just think it just looks. And also, grey tights.
Okay, now this is a really good point.
Grey tights. Okay. What's
so
this about?
I was like putting my tights on mm-hmm. on Sunday. And I honestly, like, I pretty much wash my tights after every single show, yeah. right? Might be one or two, like the odd one that I wouldn't. But that does take the color out of them.
Oh, yeah, so, it does when they're overwashed, of course.
So you need to acknowledge when that tight needs to become an underlayer and an overlayer.
Can I also say one other thing that over the years that there is multiple colors of tan skins.
Yeah.
I think queens skimp on the tan skins. They want to wear cheap tights.
They do, yeah.
They don't want to spend the money. So mm-hmm. they'll wear like a million pairs of like Dunn's Cafe Noir or whatever underneath, yeah. whatever they're fucking wearing these days, cognac or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And they lash on layers of them, but it's like they're dull, they're matte, yeah. they're grey, they're like just dirty old lady legs.
Yeah.
Rotten.
And I'm not gatekeeping the tights, but the best tights out there, haven't tried a lot, are body wrappers. Mm. Asia O'Hara told me from Texas, Texas Drag do it fucking right. Do you yeah. know what I mean? They are the best. Best fishnets are tan skin, but you're yeah. going to pay €30 for them, but they are the best yeah. fishnets.
But no queens aren't, they're not paying them for tights.
Mm. Okay, right. Some trends I'm thinking that we leave behind okay. are, I think we could let go, specifically hair. I think I'm over the Damante hair.
Yeah, it's very,
Damante's in the hair.
It's very strictly, I think. I think it's very strictly come dancing. So I feel like if you're going to, and you know the weird sculpted hairs?
Yeah.
I'm over them.
Well, that tells me you're not a performer. Because you can't be on stage in those hairs.
It also tells me you didn't do it yourself. It also tells me you buy your wigs literally like that.
Okay, yeah. That's a good point.
Because I do respect queens that style their hair. I do have a lot of respect for that. Mm-hmm. I have less respect for queens that actually just slap it on their head.
Yeah, that's me. I slap it on my head. And then poker straight human hair wigs. Every bitch, it's less actually here, but like every bitch has one now. Like they're not special anymore.
No.
And it's just like everyone's just looking the same. So that's there. I think we need to leave ugly shoes in the past. Like something happened.
I've always left ugly shoes in the past. Ugly shoes were never in my present.
I know, but we're talking about drag trends here. So you might not be doing them. Yeah. But like something happened with like the 90s.
But I was never aware of, I was never encouraging them.
Oh yeah.
I think they're repulsive.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're
yeah.
walking around in drag in like a 2-inch like ankle picker, like you need to be down walking on the beach. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. like what are you, a Victorian lady with a parasol yeah. with these little no, sorry, what? Have you got like orthopedic spine issues? Mm-hmm. Why are you not in a fucking heel? Why are you in a clunky, have you got a club foot? What is wrong with you? Yeah. Like this is drag. This mm-hmm. is like, do you know what I mean?
And you just can't go wrong with a pump. Like a simple pump.
Put a pump on your fucking foot or else go yeah. back to the barn where you belong.
When like, you were laughing at me on Sunday because I have the Mariah Carey strap on. Right. Because, okay, so some pumps over time, they stretch, like your feet are big, so then they start to slip off, but the pump is not dead yet. Do you know what I mean?
The pump never died.
No, I just mean like it's not ready for the bin.
Okay.
It's just a bit loose on stage. Yeah. So that little strap. Now Mariah needs to take the tights advice.
Yeah, well, I saw a video of Britney in Vegas and she was performing. She actually got Andy Cohen up on stage at the time and she had tights on up to like her, like over her hip bone.
Yeah.
And then this kind of like G-string kind of top. And I was like, you can see where the tight stops. Like, what are you? It's rotten. Like, rotten. It actually just looks like it's nothing skin-like about it whatsoever. Like, she would have been better in a full tight bodysuit.
Yeah.
It just looked absolutely ridiculous. It looked like she forgot to wear underwear.
Yeah.
It
yeah,
looked
yeah.
ridiculous. And there's loads of queens doing that as well. It's like tights fully out.
Yeah.
It just looks wrong.
She looks like she's partying up at the moment.
Good for her.
I think so too, but she's definitely...
Listen, we all know where this is going to end.
Mm.
Not well, bitch.
It's not really, is
not
it?
Not well.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's... also the human hair thing now, just because I love now human hair.
Mm.
Like my whole vibe is on human hair, but I take time. I look after my human hairs. I style them. I use expensive products on them. And these bitches literally just like rinse them in the fucking toilet bowl and stick them on their head. Do you know what I mean? It's like, that's just because, yeah. like just because Shein do wigs now doesn't mean you should be like, you know, partaking.
Yeah.
Like if you can't style it, don't wear it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It just doesn't look great, you know?
Yeah. Fair. I have written down as well, stealing acts as well. We need to leave that in 2023.
Tell me about this. What's this?
it's just a couple of people. I was like, again, it's less so here. I'm like looking across the pond. And I'm like, you think you're so original. Like, that is Dame Edna. That is, the reference points are all there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And we can all see them. We all have YouTube.
Yeah.
We know where that number originated from.
Totally.
Like, it's like when that Murder on the Dance Floor song came along, when someone, whoever it was really clever.
Oh, just lay on the stage.
And just died.
Yeah.
Funny.
We've all seen that. And then people have kind of, and they think nothing is original. We know that.
Yeah.
And you can interpret things in certain ways, but then there's just blatant robs.
Robs.
And you can, you know, you can always tell the people that blatantly rob it because there's nothing else in their repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there's no personality, there's no feel you get from anyone's. Like, I always look at someone's drag, what would you say, catalogue.
Yeah.
And you can, I think you can tell a lot about how a person is, about how...
the numbers they have.
The numbers they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say one thing that I will always, I don't really watch drag queens online, so I feel like, because watching them kind of sometimes can inspire you, and I don't like to feel like
that makes a lot of sense.
It's derivative of another person.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever I do, I feel like it has to come from me, or I feel like I have, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't watch a lot of drag videos, because I don't want that in my head. So I want to feel like an idea that I have is like, oh, that's kind of gas, or just silly. And it comes from my personality in another kind of way.
Yeah, totally. And then you're less rotted when you see someone else do a version of a number that you already do.
Yeah.
Just looking away, because you don't see it.
Yeah.
He's not watching.
Exactly. And then, but you know, there's always some bitch around to go, oh, look.
And you know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. You were on tour again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you, I covered your show.
Yes.
I was fucking brilliant, by the way. And I...
Self-praise is no praise.
Had a great time.
Yeah.
However.
Oh.
And I texted you about this. I went to my friends because, like, I wanted to not miss out on the crack.
Yeah.
So I went in, like, full face, and Aiden cooked a full Christmas dinner, right?
Yeah.
And
just for himself?
No. There was loads of people there, and I love a Christmas dinner. But I had gone with the intention of just going, I have a light pick, just a light pick, light pick.
Please.
I'm off to do Davina's show. And
Big Vic doesn't do a light pick.
Well, next thing, I have a full fucking Christmas dinner. All the trimmings on my plate, and I'm just so happy. Do you know what I mean? I'm just so happy. I'm lashing the gravy on, and then
Father Christmas.
So I'm full up to the fucking gills, and then it hits me. I have to go and put like my corset on and go to your show. So I get into the taxi, and like you sit down.
Seven
on the corset.
Seat, I hope.
It wasn't. I actually tried to get one.
So did you?
Like, just so, because I was like,
you could spread out.
I could like lie down in the back or something. So I'm sitting in the taxi.
They put the wheelchair ramp down and roll you up.
That sounds lovely. And I was thinking, oh God, East Walton to George is not that far. It'd be fine and fine. I'm sitting there. The food is in my throat.
Oh, yeah.
The whole way through your show.
Yeah.
I kept belching and being like, no, stay down. Like, and I just thought, this really sums up who me and Davina are in terms of differences there. I was like, I went and had the fucking full trimmings. Meanwhile, she is probably currently.
I eat once a day. Like, it's like.
Not just that. She is storing alcohol around different spaces of rooms so that there's going to be still alcohol left at 2 a.m., still alcohol left at 4 a.m., and that someone doesn't drink all of it.
Yeah,
that's what you would have been doing.
Yeah.
So anyway, your show was safe.
That's so funny. The tour finished. It was last. We did like, I think there was like 14 dates or something in total. But it was actually like just so amazing.
Oh, girls! After 14 dates, you are not ready for the Christmas present that's coming my way.
Oh, really?
She's rich. No, I'm just kidding.
God.
She's rich. You are probably now a very rich woman, aren't you? Are you rich?
I'm very rich.
Are you rich?
I'm rich in spirit.
Are you rich because you listen to Brooks Gullion? That's rich.
Oh God. Well, I tell you this now, it was an amazing experience.
I am joking, obviously, by the way. We don't do Christmas presents. That's why I'm joking.
It was an amazing experience, and it was just like, come back down to earth was just like, where'd you go from that?
Well, we have a listener question about the tour, and they said if you could only go on tour with Vogue or Joanne, which one would it be?
Oh, that's very cutting, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Very cutting.
I made it up.
Do you know what? Actually, by the end of it, we were so bonded, but I could feel like there was like...
less tension.
Definitely less tension between us all. I love them both, like, just in so different ways. And people, I think, would be very surprised... Like, they're just so sound.
Yeah.
So sound. Like, I couldn't fault one thing.
Right, if you had to go Les with one of them, which one would it be?
Oh my God.
You can answer that. You absolutely can.
If I had to go Les with one of them?
Yeah.
I'd probably go Les with Joanne and Mary Vogue.
Okay, nice. Right, well, that means Spencer's ripe for the picking, girls. I'm ready. No, look like a ball. Was there a tear at the end?
No, there was no tears.
Well, that's good. Okay.
I don't think we can cry. We've had that much hot dogs.
And you were that dehydrated. Did you see Sugar Babes are doing a
day? Don't care.
Do you not?
Don't care.
Why?
Saw them all together now. Was not impressed. I do you know why? I know this is, I love the Sugar Babes. I was a big fan.
But it's not their heyday, Sugar Babes.
Do you know what it is?
You don't like Siobhan?
I don't not like her. Sugar Babes is Heidi for me. Heidi and those girls. I just think they sound sexier with Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about Heidi's parts and just, no.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel the same. It feels great. They're like, oh, it feels like home for us. And I'm like, well, if good feels like that for you, because it doesn't feel like that for us.
Well, I drunk DM'd Heidi once, like in the last few months.
Yeah.
I was like, we'd love to book you in Dublin. Like, cause the Sugar Babes were having this big moment again. And I was thinking, maybe she's rotted enough to take a solo gig. Do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't say so.
She didn't even open it. And she doesn't have that many followers. So she definitely saw it.
When we did the All Together Now, they were staying in a hotel in Waterford. And
in your hotel?
In our hotel, yeah. Oh. So we were like, because we said to receptions, we're like, Sugar Babes, did they come back? And they were like, yeah, they came back. So I was like, straight on, I DM'd Mojo. I was like, have a few drinks in the room if you're up for it.
I love it.
She didn't reply either.
Oh my God. You were just going around the whole venue being like, round, round, baby, round, round.
And
whose round is it?
Who was it? I think it was James Patrice and Miz were like, any reply? Like,
oh my,
you know,
God.
Like when you're looking to see like if somebody replied.
Yeah.
No reply.
Because she did see our post that time that she cancelled on us. So she does see things.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, she doesn't. Okay. For anyone who doesn't know and loves our podcast and want to support our podcast, we're over on Patreon where you can get a little bit extra petty. And when I say that, I mean, it's really the juiciest of our stories. In fact, someone left us a review saying, love these petty weapons. Literally spend my last €4 every month for Patreon. And I haven't let my Spotify membership lapse since they started because I'd probably have withdrawals. # Davina told me to make it sexy. Pretty little things gets me wet. You said pretty. That's from Jonathan. Thank you, Jonathan. So a few thank yous to some of our patrons who have just recently joined us. Big shout out to Irene Henry, Sean McNeary, David Casserly, Carmel Walsh, Tom, Robbie, Ahura Banshee, Michael Curran, Leanne Flynn, Dave Morin, and Jane Airsquare. Hi, Jane Airsquare over in Galway. Long time no see. Thank you. And remember, I know that some of you are going to be last minute shopping. Think of us, bitch. Think of us. You can join for your friend for 1 month, 6 months, or a whole year. And honestly, we're kind of cheap. I mean, you know that. You knew that anyway.
And it's a nice token.
Yeah, it's patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. When people think of award ceremonies, they obviously think of the big three, the Oscars, the IFTAs, and the Rotter of the Year. And the Rotter of the Year. We've had some juicy ones sent in by everyone. So will we take a little break and come back with those?
Yes, let's do it. Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, so we're back right now. I think we should just go into our rotters of the week.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And just do things, and then we'll go to the rotters, mm-hmm. and we'll see what people have nominated for rotter of the year, because I feel like there's a few big kind of constant standouts that I think we're going to go to. But let's just say we'll keep it light, mm-hmm. in a kind of festive theme. We will go with something that's been rotting us. Of late, so yeah, go ahead.
I have six. Getting them all off. Okay.
Okay, so, well, we're off for a week, so this is just double up.
Okay, so companies that still have COVID as an excuse for shorter opening hours or bad service. So I rang Whirlpool, it was my microwave, my brand new microwave is not working.
Oh.
Right, and they said, oh, during the COVID-19, our opening hours are still, you know, and I'm like, bitch.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Get a new fucking voice note, by the way, and go back to your old opening hours, because if I want to call you after 5 o'clock about my appliance that's brand new, maybe I should be able to. So it's first. Do you want me to go through all six?
We'll just tip tag team. Okay. That's a good one. And also, do you know, and it's going to sound a bit weird. So there's this really gorgeous church that's near me, and it's not a Catholic church. I think it's Anglican.
Okay. It's really I don't know what Anglican... I can't say that.
Anglican.
It's like having a stroke. What is it they say? Fast. Yeah. F-A-S-T. Quick. Go on a fast bitch.
So it's an Anglican church, and it's like I've walked past it like all the time. It's literally around the corner from where I live. So basically this Anglican church, and it's around the corner from me. I pass it. I've been passing it all the time since I'm a kid, and I was walking past and I was like, I'm never in that church.
Yeah.
And I really was, I'm nosy bitch. I was like, it's really kind of like a landmarky vibe. So I was like, I want to see it. Now, I always heard they had like amazing like Christmas services, like Christmas carols. Mm-hmm. And I know Gloria have done like little shows in there. Like they're not Catholic. It's not a Catholic church. So it's, you know, I'm not a holy, I'm not into religion at all, but I am a nosy bitch.
You are.
And I'm into kind of history and that kind of stuff. So
you're a big nerd.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'm going to find out when the Christmas service is so I can go and basically just go stick my head and have a look.
Oh my God.
I don't actually see the mass. I just want to like have a nose.
Yeah.
And I went up with like COVID-19. Our services, it was just basically the same thing. It was like, COVID is over like 2 years. And it's like, why are you still talking? And like, no signs. So I don't think they are.
Take down the signage. Take out the 6 feet apart. Take off the stickers off the windows. We need to move on.
Like proper,
even though we've mentioned it 6 times. In this episode.
And we said, "Oh, we can't bear talking about it." But it's like when Steven goes out for a drink and doesn't want to go to George.
Doesn't want to go to George. He goes next door to the George.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Let me see. So my okay. So this is kind of on brand to what we were talking about earlier on.
Okay.
And it has got to do with the north of Ireland.
Please go easy. I need our patrons to stay with us, Davina. Come on.
Now, this does get me. Okay. So I am going to say, it's like, it is about Northy people.
Okay.
Northy people picking and choosing when they're Irish and when they're not.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
1 minute they're Irish, next minute they're from the UK. 1 minute they're celebrating Patrick's Day, the next they're celebrating a Jubilee. Do you know what I mean? It's like, are you Irish or English?
Yeah.
And then, like, we don't have the luxury of, like, are you with us or are you against us?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And not that are you, but, like, if it comes to our whole identity.
Okay.
And I never really feel like that on Patrick's Day, they're having the same buzz we're having down here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? But there's people like, oh, I'm Irish queen. And then all of a sudden, oh, I'm on Drag Race UK.
Uh-huh.
I'm an Irish queen, but I'm on Drag Race UK.
Uh-huh.
It's like, are you English or Irish?
Uh-huh.
Pick a side.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
That's her second or her first water of the week.
Yeah.
Mine is...
Are you Irish or English?
Currently, I'm actually from Galway, so...
Are you a Galway girl?
I'm a Galway girl today, yeah.
You're definitely from Switzerland, for sure. She's a Swiss miss.
My second is gay baiting. I'm fucking over gay baiting.
Like, do you know who's a big gay baiter?
Go on.
His name's on Instagram. He used to be in O-Town.
Oh, damn.
Another band.
Liquid Love? Or?
Yeah, I think they did that. And they did Nothing At All. Nothing, All or Nothing. You know the song, Nothing?
Yeah.
You know the song? It's real big. Like, everyone knows it, but no one really knows who sings it.
Oh, damn. I'm literally going to open them up here.
So his name is Ashley Angel Parker.
And
he's gorgeous. And he just, every single post on Instagram is gay bait. Every single one. And it's like, I just can't get over like the bluntness of it. Like, it's just so, it's actually kind of comical. You need to go and check out his Instagram. Because every picture is just him in a pair of underpants.
I'm over it, like.
And it's like, it's just, but it doesn't feel like it's kind of going anywhere. Yeah. It's not like leading anyone to like an OnlyFans. It's not, it's like, well, what is the point?
And then attention.
It's very, it's bizarre.
It's attention. And they're probably exactly the people who called someone gay in school. Do you know the kind of way?
Like, I would say they sucked a dick.
Okay, so you, I don't know, like I open up Instagram and like the For You page or the following page is just full of fucking straight men trying to lure people in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Are you looking at my phone?
I mean, sometimes I would love to look at your phone.
The For You.
Yeah.
All of my For You is either some fella advertising OnlyFans, someone doing a glittery eyeshadow.
Or someone styling the wig.
And, or somebody talking about history. That's literally what it is. Somebody doing like an architectural tour of like, you know, downtown Quebec. You know what I mean?
Well, like between that and then like pop, people in pop, but like trying to gay bait through their music and their look, and they're borrowing loads off gay culture, but they're actually not showing up for us either. No. At the same time, they're not our allies.
Someone said to me about Harry Styles there recently about how they thought that he had done wonders for music, and you know the way men wear nail varnish. I'm like, people have been doing that for years.
Yeah, David Bowie.
Yeah, people have been doing it for years. There's nothing original there at all.
Nothing. Nothing. And that's a decision that was made in a marketing room. Like, I really enjoy Harry Styles, but that's a marketing decision. So gay baiting in general, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is people writing links to websites on Instagram stories or under posts. You can't click on these links. If there's a link written in just underneath the post, you can't click on it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, /Z2456 7. The far right are really bad at this, by the way.
Oh.
And they will post a link on a story, you know, like, please go vote for, yeah, you know, Dolly to be the nicest baby this year.
Yeah.
And they'll put like the link.
Oh yeah.
But no one can click that link. There's literally an option to add a link to your fucking story. And they're putting like, it's literally facebook.com/ and it's like 20 characters.
Well, I'm off the far right doing that. Let
well,
them
I
do
mean,
it.
Yeah, but also I'm rotted by it. I'm like, stop doing, yeah, it. You're not, you know, they can't click on it. Go on.
My last one. Mm-hmm. Actually have two.
Mm-hmm.
Is hotel room cards being beside your phone and just being deactivated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, actually, why are we in this day and age? Why, like, bring me back to the old days of like a hotel key. Mm-hmm. Because at this stage, it's like, if I'm staying somewhere for 2 or 3 days and I've had to change my card 20 times because it's been in my pocket.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
And what do we bring with us now? We bring a phone because, yeah, our cards are on our phone.
Yeah.
We don't really need everything. So I think they now need to do an app that is your hotel key.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. Or that's just, or like a, yeah, something that you can scan or something, because,
yeah,
now it probably costs a fortune, but still, it's very inconvenient.
Yeah, make it happen because it's so annoying. Plus, you're going to free up your staff so much time from Davina coming down 6 times in 24 hours.
Yes. Yeah. Especially after you've just taken 2 lashes off. And you're like, excuse me.
No. Okay. Next one is texting scams. I'm fucking sick of
yeah,
them. And especially this week, like I'm thinking about older people getting the on-post one. There's tons of them at the moment, the on-post ones. Like, I can tell straight away when it's a phishing scam and when it's an actual, like, real one. We're all waiting on parcels. I'm over them. I know you've one left, so I'm going to do 2. Hi Barbie, Hey Ken videos are still happening.
Okay.
Please stop doing them. Like, just let them go. Let Hi Barbie, let Hi Ken. If you know when you're scrolling through and you hear Hi Barbie, Hi Ken on your phone,
yeah,
it's driving me insane. I have one left, but what's your last one?
My last one is adults that are into, like,
oh God,
toys.
Okay.
You know, like toys.
Yeah, you took a pause there. So it's about someone.
Just adults that are into kind of like things that are aimed at kids.
Okay.
Just like, it's like, grow up.
Yeah.
Like, grow up. You're an adult now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's teddies, whether it's dolls, whether it's any, like, I just stop it.
Uh-huh.
Just listen. You do you. It annoys me. Right?
It just annoys you.
You do you, but it annoys me. It's, yeah, like, I just think it's just...
Thoughts on adults with Lego?
Lego, I don't really mind Lego as much. There's something a bit, I think it's like the construction of it. I feel like it's like sometimes
it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's like, but there's something about just having a teddy or, like, you know.
Thoughts on gamers?
If it overtakes your life, weird.
Okay.
Like, I think if you can play it, like, I think there's a very fine line between a healthy person playing, like, having a game, and then people who fucking literally, like, zone out and, like, become focused on that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, like, the stories goes around for ages about Prince Andrew.
That he likes toys.
That he, no, he has like 51 teddies on his bed in Buckingham Palace.
No.
Yeah. There's 51 teddies that he has, like specific teddy bears, and they are set in an absolute, like, immaculate, perfect way. Mm-hmm. And there's a photograph in the top drawer of the locker beside the bed, and the staff have to rearrange the teddies in it. Like, this is like, this is a thing that's like been going on for ages. Like, in Palace insiders have said this, and it has to be fixed exactly the way. And he kicks off if they're not in the right place. So that kind of shit. Do you know what I mean? I just find that so weird. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking grown man and you've got kids. Like, I know what it's like talking about him. Yeah. All that's a bit ropey.
But yeah. Is he still a prince? Has he still got the title prince?
Yeah, he's still always be a prince because he's the queen's son. But that's just an example of just like, yeah, I just find it, do something else with your life.
Yeah.
Down
with Prince Andrew. Okay, my last one is, and this is preemptive. This is a rudder. It's not a rudder yet.
Okay.
This is going to be a rudder. I don't want to see your 2023 best bits. I don't fucking care. Because you know why? I saw them throughout the whole year. Yeah. And I'm so happy that you had a lovely year. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see. And now we close off the 2023 season.
Oh yeah.
And then it goes blah 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 blah, blah all my best bits. And some of y'all have had best bits.
Yes.
And some of us are going to have to suffer through the ones that didn't. So
true.
I don't want to see it. So that is for all the people who are going to have to watch that next week.
Okay, well, let's go on to our rudders of the year, shall we?
Yeah.
We're going to see. We have, I'm just going to pull these up.
I have three voice notes. I'm going to leave them till the end from people. But yeah, you all were Fast and Furious. Now, there was definitely a theme this year. And by God, do I agree with some of them. I'll start with a couple, D.
Hang on.
Okay, so.
Hang on. So we're back. We have your nominations. The nominations are in. Mm. We are going to go through some of the really kind of funny ones. We're going to see what you've been rotted by in 2023.
And we'll wrap up with the top ones at the very end.
Yes.
So, okay. First out is sending manky screenshots of food in group chats.
Oh.
I like that.
Who does that?
Loads of people. Rate My Plate.
Oh, no. Rate My Plate is like, that's a page specifically for that. But I like, who send it? I don't think no one person that would send me a picture of the food in a group message.
Oh my God. Loads of listeners in there are just going to haunt you and send you that's weird. Pictures. Go on.
I got one in saying the Leitrim Village Tornado.
Oh my God.
That was actually so wild. Like, what?
That's really funny.
Yeah. It's like, like, so, and someone kept saying to me, did you see there was a tornado in Leitrim? I was like, what? Like, sorry.
Oh my God. That is gas. Okay. Turkey teeth on fellas and tattoos up to their jawlines. It gives me the ick. Now, I mean, I feel like you might feel a bit different about that.
Tell me that again.
Turkey teeth on fellas and tattoos up to their jawlines gives me the ick.
Do you know what? It is kind of funny. Like, I think it is kind of hot on some people, but also it is very uniformic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very...
it's basic.
It's very basic. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, those things are very trend-based. But do you know what I always feel with people like this? And I'm going to be very... I feel like that is covering up for a lot. I feel like there's a lot of insecurity there. Because it's all very like, they all want to be uniform, like each other. And it just feels, there's nothing unique in that.
Nothing.
Do you know what I mean? Nothing. But people have been doing that since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know, people want to look like it's trends. People follow trends because they want to fit in, because they don't want to step out, you know? But I think it says a lot about the person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely does. Okay. Next one is Ariana DeBose, who did Angela Bassett, did the thing.
I had one for her as well.
I've been Scarlet for her all year long.
I just did not get that at all.
It was just dumb. Like.
It wasn't even dumb fun. It was just stupid. Uh-huh, it was just crap, actually, is what it was. That was shit, actually. It's actually really, really bad. I have one for Benjamin Netanyahu and Taylor Swift. Oh, it was actually Benjamin Netanyahu or Taylor Swift. She's fucking everywhere. I got a lot of Taylors.
Can we just acknowledge that's two very different people?
I was like combining the two of them in one thing.
Sentence full stop. I'm like, what?
Which in itself is quite fun.
Yeah.
So I would say Taylor is everywhere, but she, I'm not really rotted by her. Do you know what? I will be rotted by her come June when Pride is about and all the Swifties are in town.
And we can't get a taxi.
Mm-hmm. I will be cursing her come June.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to book out a taxi in advance.
Yeah, we're going to book
out. That nice man who drove me around that year, we're going to get on to him.
Okay, go ahead.
People who go to the gym while on holidays get a fucking life.
Yes, I totally agree with that. I think that, I'm going to just say it. I just think mental illness. I just think if you're in the gym on holidays, there's something you have to have control.
The last like sun holiday I went on, I'd like lost a bit of weight before and I was like, I'm going to go for a walk every day and have whatever I want. I didn't go for one fucking walk. Not one.
I remember we went on the cruise and you went to the gym.
I
was sitting doing my makeup, having a cocktail, and I said, "What?" And you were like, "I'm going to the gym," and I thought, "She's not right."
I wasn't right. No,
and I do think anyone that goes to the gym on holidays, is in a weird place.
Yeah,
because it's a control thing.
It was, and it 100% was because we were on that cruise. Not to get too deep.
Yeah,
there was food fucking surrounding me, and I was on my like I am a yo-yo. Like I absolutely do go up and down, and I don't mind that, but that time I was like in control of everything and that was what that was about.
And in a way that is like that, it does play with your mental health. Do you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying about what I'm saying about
I got that. Okay, what's your next one?
People who get their partner's names on their acrylics. That's so weird.
I've never heard of that before.
That's so weird.
My partner's name on their acrylics.
You should get Calvin on set nails.
Oh my god.
His face on every nail.
Do she do them?
Imagine. Oh my god. Oh,
like they do in Guinness's, put your face in a pint.
Yeah. I put it on a nail. Go ahead.
Okay, going on social media to warn others of dangerous shit they did. Warn yourself, hun, not me. Okay, what's that mean?
Say it again.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Going on social media to warn others of dangerous shit they did.
Going on social. Do you know what I think that could be?
What?
Oh, I don't really know.
Because there is a character limit on these boxes, so I know people are like trying to keep them
short.
Well,
I know that there is this thing that was in America that where these women were dating, you know, like you would put up a picture of someone that you dated and you were like, do you know this person?
Yeah.
And you weren't allowed to obviously tell her some details, but you were basically say like, is he a good egg or a bad egg?
Okay.
And all these women would reply. So I don't know if that's, because that has come to Ireland now, I believe. I think it's a Facebook group where people can share pictures of people they go on dates with.
That sounds a bit toxic.
Really toxic.
Mm.
So like the far right pricks who burned down the city, we've had a lot of them.
Yeah, lots of them. I'm scattered with those. Joe Biden, Israel,
Biden, we just had another Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, very much like in there, Israel is there. Okay, another one is influencers really selling that product in detail. Worst thing is that my fucking cousin.
Oh, very good. Here's a good one. The word crisis in the media. Housing crisis, energy crisis, food crisis. It's nonstop. It is a bit of a crisis. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Yeah, crisis.
The same person who I just had also wrote, people that have 100 followers on Insta who buy products, but then tag the brand acting like they're influencers really selling that product. It was actually all in one.
Oh.
Worst thing is they're my cousin. So their cousin obviously only has like 100 followers and is pretending that brands have sent him items to like promote. Obsessed.
Have another one here. This is actually just so silly. People who press the bell on the bus more than once.
That's fucking brilliant. That is so good. It's so pointless.
It's pointless.
But the fact that it's rotting the person. So when the bus, when the ding goes off, can you ding it again? Like the bell on the bus. Like if it's not just pressed once, does it go again?
No, it doesn't go again. But you just keep pressing it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, next one. Rita Ora, Ava Max, and Dua Lipa. I see a theme there, to be honest.
Yeah, it's very kind of bland theme, isn't it?
Like the fact that I walked past Penny's yesterday and had to see Rita Ora's face in the window, like selling all these outfits, I'm like, I can't stand Rita Ora.
Although I did buy Rita Ora's PVC black Mac.
Of course you did.
From Penny's.
Is it nice?
Didn't know it was for his. I because I saw the black. I said,
return it immediately.
I know. I was like, I tell you now, boil in a bag. Literally, like, it's like wearing a body bag. I have a good one. Barbie, full stop.
Yes.
And adults taking pictures of themselves in Barbie boxes wearing pink.
I'm with you on that.
That's a rotter, isn't it?
I am with you on that.
It's like, I have to say, the marketing campaign was genius for Barbie, but it was absolutely torturous by the end.
Yeah.
Like, it was too much.
Yeah. It was too much. Okay, I have Cilla Black in there. I don't know why, but that's kind of fucking funny anyway.
Oh, surprise. Do you know, I've always hated Cilla Black. I've always hated her. I just like, and she always looked like an old granny.
I told you the Cilla Black story before, did I?
About
someone I know, like, oh, yes, family-wise, who worked for an airline.
The airline.
And she wouldn't speak directly to the airline staff. They had to speak to the husband.
Yes.
Now, that could have been the husband insisting that as well.
So I relayed that story secondhand, yeah, and I heard that I believe the husband was very controlling.
Mm.
So I believe that wasn't really an option. And then, do you not notice as well that when the Bobby passed away,
yeah,
she kind of had a second coming. She was out. She was out all the time, and I think there was a bit of control.
So maybe that's who it was.
I think so. Mm. I have a good one here. Mary Lou's ponytail on her weekend videos. No one wants to see that hair scrape. Thank you.
That's really funny. Oh my God. Okay, someone said having to go back to the office after 3 years of working from home. I think, no. Go back to the office.
Yeah, go back. Get out of that gaff. House is stinking. Get out of that house.
Give Netflix a break, will you? And go and do some work.
And you're not kidding anyone. We're not doing fuck all out. Like, do you know what I mean? I just don't want to have to be going back to work. Queens the Party actually sent this in. Do you remember their drag show was cancelled in Carlow?
Yes.
Because the Fire Riders, that's a good rotter. And it also led to more stuff being cancelled.
Yeah, okay.
Now, in fairness, some of those queens deserve to have some stuff cancelled. But that's nothing to do with the Fire Right. Okay. But yeah, no, that was not cool. That was just not good. So that is a serious rotter.
Yeah, fully. Stay out of gay people's business.
Yes.
People having full-blown conversations or arguments over loudspeakers on their phone. That's a fucking good one. People just talking on loudspeakers in general when there's people around.
I was on the bus the other day and there's this man watching full-blown. He was watching like boxing matches, and it was all like, heavyweight champion coming in at such and such. And I just stared at him. And he was completely just...
He didn't care.
He didn't give a fuck. And the fact he's watching like a boxing match, I was like, I'm not actually going to even say anything. He probably digged the head off. not ideal.
Okay, next one is Jamie Lynn Spears.
Oh, yeah, she's a good rotter.
Really good rotter.
She's a good rotter. Let me see. Leo Varadkar has featured not very much, I have to say.
I didn't get one, Leo.
This is the one I just saw.
Go on, what
just,
is it?
Just Leo V. And yeah, that was the only one.
Wow.
He's been very, like, very...
Well, he's back in now, so like maybe next year. Leo, you might be still in there next year.
Okay, I have one. Oh God, now girls, this is... Brace yourselves for this. Since I've returned to the office, I've noticed that people don't clean the toilet after taking a shit.
Oh my God.
That is absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry, but like, I just think shitting in public and not like... First off, I don't want to see anyone else's poo.
You have to give me a flashback.
Oh no, you're looking.
Oh my God, go and finish your story and I'll tell you at the end.
Yeah, so basically that's it. Like, just if you're going to use the public toilet, just clean up after yourselves. Okay, we're going to have to wrap these up because we have lots. Okay.
I have a couple of voice notes. Let me do a voice note. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to play it here and Stephen, I'll email it to you.
Hey, yeah. So I have a rotter word of the year and a rotter of the year because I wasn't sure if you're doing them separately. My rotter word of the year is the word collab. It's the shortened version of collaborate. You go on social media and it's just all over social media, people collabing with other people. It just gives me the ick and very much reminds me of Vanilla Ice and Stop, Collaborate and Listen. But it's also seeped into hookup apps, especially if you go to mainland Europe and you go on to any of them, go on to Grindr or whatever. What you see is looking to collab for my OnlyFans, or you get a message saying, do you want to collab? It's like, no, Jeffrey, I just want a good dick in. I don't want a collab for your OnlyFans. But that's my rotter word of the year. Rotter of the year would be the wonderful Minister of Justice, Helen McEntee, a rise in hate crime in the streets and a riot in the broadsheets. She's fucking awful and so ineffective. Yeah, I just think she needs to go.
That is good. By the way, firstly, collab as a runner of the year award. Very good.
Well, listen, look, there's a couple more. I'm going to just honorable mentions. I'm going to say people who can't get dressed without asking Instagram which option they should go for. That's pretty good, isn't it?
By the way, that is a lie, by the way. Those people know what they're going to wear.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. Never saw it.
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
Also quite roddy.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn Spears, by the way.
Padam Padam, slightly roddy as well.
Go on, yeah.
Just slightly roddy.
Now it is. Why is that? I think that too.
It didn't age well.
No,
it's
didn't.
Like, I think it's overkill.
Yeah.
Whereas Can't Get You Out of My Head is still quite, I can still listen to it.
Yeah.
Padam Padam kind of does annoy me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we should just basically go.
Hold on, I have two voice notes.
Okay.
I have two. Okay. So.
Okay, because I have to go to rehearsal.
Oh, okay. Second last voice note is.
Okay, so the absolute rot of the year, universally, I'd say as well by everyone, is when the person delivering your post or your delivery were like, oh, you weren't in, hon. Sorry, what? What do you mean I wasn't in? I've literally been parked by my window since I ordered it. And then they give you that on-post slip, so then you have to go to the sorting office yourself to literally collect it. I'm like, I was here the whole time and you were no more and hear me gaff. And then even worse is when the Deliveroo driver says, oh, I can't find your house. What do you mean you can't find my house? If you had looked up, I was there. I'm literally in. It's not even that hard to miss. I live in an apartment complex. All of it rots me.
I mean that, yes.
Okay, and have you got another voice note?
I do. Hold on.
Good evening, Dublin. Thank you for an amazing show tonight. Our 12 points... for rotter of the year, go to Celebrity Kids. I don't want to see any more fucking Celebrity Kids. These celebrities with kids like Pink or, you know, like Mariah Carey taking them on tour, Beyonce and fucking Blue Ivy shoving them on the stage.
I'm over them.
Like, yeah. I don't care. I don't care about your kids. If I'm at your concert, I'm watching you because I enjoy your music and you as a performer. I don't give a flying fuck about your kids. Don't show me your fucking kids until they can do something themselves. Like, yeah. I don't care about your kids. This is the first time in history a gay man has ever complained about having another man's kids down his throat. Happy New Year.
That's the last one. That is it. I thought you'd enjoy that one, especially like that. Okay, let's pick a rotter of the year. What are we thinking?
Okay, well, I think we've kind of deliberated on this, and I think this is a renowned... And
it's a clear one because
it's a clear
y'all spoke.
Winner.
I mean, second place was definitely Israel, Gaza, that whole thing.
Yes.
But in first place was the face of really not making us feel safe.
The face of injustice. Mm-hmm. The injustice minister, Helen McAtee.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a personal attack on Miss McAtee. This is actually a personal attack on her ability.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I think the whole marketing campaign around town, you know, Dublin is safe and then more people getting attacked totally. With knives. And so I just think the people have spoken. You have declared, like, we didn't pick this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, if I did have to choose, she would have been mine as well.
Yeah. And even the language surrounding about it all felt a little condescending towards us who are actually feeling unsafe and worried.
Yeah, so. And you know, although I have to say, over the last week or so, I have seen a lot more guards around town.
Oh, good.
But proof's in the pudding, so mm-hmm. we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
So we just like to congratulate Miss McAtee. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Hel. Hell's bells. Hell's bells is Christmas. Helen is our winner. So well done to Helen. She is the rotter of the year. She's rotted all of you to the core. So
absolutely. And that is it, you guys. That's our last episode of Petty Little Things for 2023. We're taking 1 week off. We'll be back, I believe, on Thursday the 11th.
Yes, we'll be back then.
Of January. And we'll see you then.
Yes, till then.
Stay petty.
Have a great 2023 into 2024. Stay petty.
Bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.